have a nice hand for Alec McGulkin. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. I have a few remarks before the platform party gets here. And the first remark is that the aisles behind where the students are have to be cleared. Please take your seats and don't return until after everything is over. My second order of business is to thank Brian Sand and his quintet for their work today. Thank you. The third is to take off this Frisbee hat. I've been threatening for years to throw it to the front row, but I don't see any receivers there, so I won't do it. Actually, what we have today are, I think, a record number of doctors, and our relative late start is indicative of what we all have experienced in the doctor's office. Let's say this is the last time any of you will be late for anything. There's a late group over here that we have to factor in, and I would say to the graduates, don't leave anything under your seat that you treasure all that much, simply because of the late arrivals, we have to factor them into the right place, and this will mean that your starting seat will be different from your ending seat. I have one announcement, which is through Class Action 2013, $5,000 for the MSS Strategic Planning Initiative has been achieved, and the McGill Alumni Association, from which you will hear numerous times over your life and career, is giving one lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher. So stop at the alumni reception table to enter that draw. Thank you for clearing the aisles, and we have no sergeant at arms, but we don't want to have that have to happen. I want to say that our previous ceremony was for about 500 engineers, and they passed along a technology that indeed is exceptional. And I want to illustrate it, because what it does, if taken, we have all of face recognition now, thanks to the engineers. And what this will do is give me the addresses of all of this group of doctors in this quadrant. I have to admit, I hope I don't get ill at any given time, but I have your names, faces, telephone numbers, and your GPA all recorded. The GPA was 3.972. Do you believe that? No, I don't think so. 3.971. The last people in the tent will be the chair of the board, the principal, and the chancellor. The chancellor will sit in the large seat. He will conduct the entire ceremony, and I would ask you to rise, s'il vous plaît, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, family, friends, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2013 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Dentistry and the Faculty of Medicine. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté de médecine dentaire et dans la Faculté de médecine. Depuis d'être devenu chancelier, c'est par habitude que j'ouvre cette cérémonie de brèves réflexions et ce ne sera nullement différent aujourd'hui. 18 years ago, Vaclav Havel gave the commencement address at Harvard University. Havel, a Czech playwright, essayist, poet, and dissident, was the ninth and last president of Czechoslovakia, and immediately following became the first president of the Czech Republic. It was a brilliant address which lasted well over an hour and covered a number of important topics. This afternoon, I want to focus on just one of those topics. What Havel argued was that the main task of politicians is not to ingratiate themselves with the public through the popular decisions they take or their charisma on television. It is not to go on winning elections, thus ensuring themselves a place in the sun until the end of their days. Politicians' role should be something quite different. It should be to set an example for the public on whose behalf they work. Their responsibility is to think ahead boldly and not to fear the disfavor of the crowd, but to explain over and over, both to the public and their political colleagues, as well as to opposition groups, that politics must do far more than reflect the interests of particular groups or lobbies. In Havel's view, politics ought to be a matter of serving the larger community, which, in effect, makes it morality in practice. Like Vaclav Havel, I don't believe that a politician who sets out on this seemingly risky path will inevitably jeopardize his or her political survival. This notion of political expediency wrongly assumes that the citizens are always short-sighted and that political success depends on playing to their myopia. This is a very shallow view of human nature and ignores the fact that a conscience slumbers in every human being. Clearly, it is sometimes more dormant than at other times, but is in their intelligence and fundamental goodwill that we must place our trust. What Vaclav Havel said 18 years ago rings as true today as it did then, if not more so. We should not blame the political system for being corrupt, indifferent, and beyond our control. Fortunately, we live in a democracy, as do most of you who are graduating today. It allows us to become involved in any manner we choose, at whatever level, to help make things better. In this way, each of us can help to ensure that the society in which we live is more than each of us pursuing our own selfish interests. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Dr. Françoise Barré-Sanoussi, Teaching Award winners, Professor Samer Abinader and Dr. Sandra Miller, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and graduating class of 2013, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, It is my great pleasure to welcome you here today to the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus for this spring convocation. I know that some of you here as guests today yourselves graduated on these very lawns. This will be my final convocation season as 16th principal of McGill University. Every year for more than 10 years, I've had the privilege of seeing you, our McGill students, complete this major chapter in your lives and embark on a new one. Graduating students, today is truly a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. Felicitations, savor this day. As McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question. You have sacrificed much. But as tough as it may sometimes be to be a McGill student, from time to time it can be even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class of 2013, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to all of those who helped you reach this day. To say thank you is an enriching act. It is so important, in fact, that I'm going to do so myself. Serving McGill, serving you, has been in every single day an exceptional honor for me. I have had you, wonderful students, to inspire me. Thank you. I have had an outstanding team of academic and administrative colleagues and volunteers who show unparalleled devotion to McGill and our cause. I thank you. Monsieur Richard Pound, notre chancelier émérite, a souvent dit, vous n'êtes plus la personne que vous étiez à votre arrivée ici. McGill vous change. C'est mon cas. Et je sais que c'est également le vôtre. Today is the time to think about the you who walked onto our campus those few years ago and the you who will walk off our campus later today. Today is the time to reflect on what you will hold on to and what you will set aside. I too have a list of things to hold on to remember, and to keep in my heart. I will remember the power of one. I will remember that a single person can change the course of events, and in so doing, make a positive difference to the lives of others. Each of you is such a person. I will remember that I am not alone. Together we are greater than we are as any one individual. Collective effort is the key to progress. Whether tackling personal problems or planetary problems, we are smarter, stronger, better together. I will remember who inspired me. My great aunt Bonnie, who came from a poor, rural, single-parent family in Dust Belt, Illinois, and moved on as a single woman to become a fashion illustrator in New York in the 1930s. She was my girlhood role model for knowing that no matter what your initial circumstances, you can shape a positive path forward. Remember who gave you strength. Keep them in your heart. I will remember our Vice Principal Health Affairs and Dean of Medicine, Dr. David Eidelman, and our world-renowned Faculty of Medicine. Originally the Montreal Medical Institution, it became the university's founding program and Canada's first medical faculty in 1829. Today it is joined by nursing, physical and occupational therapy, and communication sciences and disorders in the pursuit of the highest standards of research excellence, scientific development, and effective education and professional development. Under the brilliant, experienced, and hugely dedicated leadership of Dr. Eidelman, the faculty continues to excel in those areas and is growing its strengths, attaining international recognition and impact, while engaging at the same time as a leading partner in the development of the Quebec healthcare system. The past year saw the appointment of our superb new director of the Neuro, Dr. Guy Rouleau. We celebrated the official naming of the Ingram School of Nursing and the 50th anniversary of the School of Communication Sciences and Disorders. As well, the McGill Academic Health Network took two steps forward with the launch of the exciting Rossi Cancer Network and a range of important renewal projects across all of our major teaching hospitals. Vice Principal Dean Eidelman, your leadership, the important contributions that you have made in every realm of the faculty, our hospitals, and our healthcare system, indeed across the whole of McGill, deserve great recognition. I thank you warmly, David, for all of this and for the pleasure of I've had to work with you during these months and the now almost 2 years together. I will also remember our superb Faculty of Dentistry and its strong, dynamic dean, Professor Paul Allison, now serving in his second term. Professor Allison has contributed along with an outstanding team of colleagues to significant advancement of the faculty's global reach and internationally recognized standards of research, learning, and the professional development of its students. Community service in dentistry, too, continues to make a profound contribution here in Montreal. Projects such as the permanent Jim Lunt Clinic at Welcome Hall Mission and the pediatric clinic for refugee children at the Montreal Children's Hospital show the faculty's commitment to training a new generation of healthcare professionals for whom service to the community is second nature. I thank you warmly as well, Paul Allison, for the pleasure of working with you and for the enriching contributions that you are making to our faculty and the university. And now, graduating class of 2013, you are about to join a second family, a family of McGill alumni that includes over 220,000 people worldwide, including our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Kip Cobbett, and Dr. Françoise Barré-Sanoussi. Graduating class, as you leave our convocation ceremony later today, please know that as alumni, you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Do represent us well. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves, and today, graduating class, you are participating in a tradition that is older than this country. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, and in the awarding of degrees, we think of all that is possible for each of you, what we hope for you, and for all of humankind. Human endeavor is a miracle, but as a species, there are a few things that we're sometimes not so good at. Politics, for instance, as the Chancellor has pointed out. Not Canadians in particular, but the entire human species. As a species, we too often produce political leaders who seek primarily to differentiate themselves from their opponents. In so doing, they generate polarized positions that can be more extreme than what they themselves believe. This emphasizes conflict over cooperation and does not serve the greater good. We are also sometimes not so good at religion. Historically, we've shown a tendency to become upset over disagreements in small details of what we claim to be the truth. And this tendency to argue over small details prevents us from seeing the larger good that exists beyond the details, the heart of the matter that we do all share in common. So if we can be bad at politics, if we can be bad at religion, what are the things where our species is exceptionally good? We're good at art. We're good at literature. We've generated art, stories, and poems that have continued to delight us, move us, lift our spirits across hundreds and even thousands of years. These works of art and literature were created typically by individuals. But as I said earlier, we are smarter, stronger, better together. So what then are the areas of communal activity in which our species does brilliantly? Let me speak to one example. A long time ago, a community decided to seek out those of its members who showed evidence of very focused intelligence. And they gathered these people in one place and provided them with shelter and nourishment and encouraged them to pursue their curiosity, their thirst for knowledge, wherever it led them. That was a good idea. But what was even more brilliant was that the community took their young people and put them in the same place and allowed them to be enriched by their interaction with these focused intelligences, who were themselves enriched by their interactions with the young. When these two ideas came together, supported focused intelligence interacting with the young, the communities that created this arena prospered and rapidly advanced beyond their neighbors in trade, in prosperity, in their culture and their health, and in the development of peaceful civil society. And it was such a brilliant creation that once these two ideas came together, the resulting institution gained momentum, moving from generation to generation, enriching every area in which it arose. It was such a good idea that it outlived politicians and political parties. It outlived whole governments. This idea, which we call the university, is the highest achievement that our species has produced, and the communities within which these institutions were first created and supported became the most successful societies in our history, and this remains the case today. In 1808, William Blake published a short poem in which he expressed his aspirations for the spiritual life of his country. I share with you now the final verse of this poem, which, with two or three words changed, expresses my hope for the life of our University McGill and all of our society. Bring me my words of burning gold. Bring me ideas that inspire. Bring me my books, O clouds, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my pen sleep in my hand, till we have raised up our place of learning in this green and pleasant land. Merci.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I ask Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, to introduce this year's winner of the Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching, Dr. Allison.
Madam Vice Chancellor, et en particulier deux filles qui sont juste en bas ici, qui s'appellent Alexia et Sophia, qui sont les filles de Dr. Abinader, I present to you Sam Abinader as the recipient of this year's Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry. Dr. Abinader graduated with a BSc from McGill in 1996, obtained his dental degree from Université de Montréal in 2000, and his specialist training in prosthodontics again from Université de Montréal in 2006. He started with the faculty at McGill as an assistant professor in 2004, was promoted to associate professor in 2008. During his time with the faculty, Sam has made an outstanding contribution to teaching and learning in his role leading the teaching in the preclinical simulation laboratory. Sam's monumental 23-credit preclinical teaching course is dental students' real introduction to the art and science of dentistry. His course and laboratory sessions are where the students learn how to perform one of the greatest surgical acts known to man. Cut a very hard piece of the body, known as a tooth, using a very high-speed drill, upside down, back to front, and in a mirror, all while learning to have a conversation with the mannequin in front of them at the same time. Students practice these maneuvers for hours and hours, and Dr. Sam patiently watches over them, ensuring that after 6 months of practicing, they are ready to go and work with their first patients in the teaching clinic. Sam's dedication to this absolutely essential work is phenomenal. He lovingly prepares his lectures, energetically and enthusiastically demonstrates to students the tasks he wants them to achieve, and then patiently supervises them practice, helping all of them develop their surgical skills and learn many of the essential skills required to become a dentist. Sam is respected as being one of the best dentists in his field in Montreal and across the country, and is respected by his student as a wonderful mentor and role model. His teaching talent has been previously recognized, with him winning the W.W. Wood Award for Excellence in Teaching, which is selected by students. For these and many other reasons, it is my enormous pleasure to present to you Dr. Sam Abinader as the winner of the 2013 Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching.
Thank you, Dean Allison. I now invite Dr. Robert Primavesi, Associate Dean Undergraduate Medical Education and Student Affairs, to introduce this year's winner of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching in the Faculty of Medicine, Dr. Bleem Basin.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Osler Award is presented to the teacher who, in the opinion of the senior class of medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to their education. It is the Faculty of Medicine's highest distinction for medical student teaching. This year, the student's choice is Dr. Sandra Miller. Dr. Miller is a professor in the Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology and has been on staff at McGill for 34 years. Dr. Miller teaches medical students in the Basis of Medicine components during the first year of the MDCM curriculum and has been chair of Unit 5 since September of 2008. Many students who take the Anatomy for Surgeons course at the end of the fourth year are found to still be using their Med 1 course notes given to them way back in Unit 5, 3 years earlier. This in itself might be enough to explain the student's choice of Dr. Miller for the Osler Teaching Award, but it is only the beginning of Dr. Miller's story with the students. For the past 13 years, Dr. Miller has been the organizer, producer, director, choreographer, editor of the annual commemorative service for body donors to health sciences, a complex and successful ceremony carried out by the students and attended by many family members and donors. It has grown from 100 persons at its inception to more than 400 to date. The event has had extensive exposure to the public, both in Canada and the United States. And over these years, Dr. Miller has met with the relatives of deceased city mayors, assorted politicians, and the relatives of several renowned folk from various walks of life. But I'll leave the last word to the students, who always say it best. This is an excerpt from an evaluation by one of Dr. Miller's students. Dr. Miller is the most wonderful teacher. Her enthusiasm and clear explanations make anatomy easy to understand and highlights so well the key clinical concepts. What a privilege to be taught by Dr. Miller. Madam Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the graduating medical students, I'm honored to present to you for the Osler Award for 2013, Dr. Sandra Miller.
I now ask Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to present Professor Françoise Barré-Sinoussi, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dr. Eidelman.
Merci, Monsieur le Chancelier. J'ai le grand privilège de vous présenter l'un des plus grands virologues de notre époque, la professeure Françoise Barré-Sinoussi. Dès son très jeune âge, la professeure Barré-Sinoussi a été captivée par le monde vivant de la nature qui l'entourait dans sa campagne française. À l'école, elle excellait en sciences, laissant présager où la vie l'amènerait alors qu'elle faisait des études supérieures en sciences naturelles. In 1976, Professor Barré-Sinoussi returned to the Institut Pasteur in Paris, where she had previously obtained a PhD following a brief interlude in the United States. Her retroviral-focused research there provided proved fundamental to the pivotal discovery of the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, as the cause of AIDS. This breakthrough and subsequent research led to the identification of the antiretroviral drugs that are now used to combat HIV around the world, helping to prolong lives of millions of people afflicted with this disease. Efforts to develop the HIV vaccine, as well as research into prevention, have derived from the original revolutionary discovery by Dr. Barré-Sinoussi. A Nobel Prize in Medicine, recognizing the importance of her groundbreaking research, was co-chaired by Professor Barré-Sinoussi in 2008, together with Luc Montagnier, further positioning her as a role model for aspiring scientists as one of only 10 female Nobel laureates in medicine. Professor Barré-Sinoussi is truly one of the most important figures in medical research of our era. Currently acting as director of the Unité de Régulation des Infections Virales à l'Institut Pasteur and as president of the International AIDS Society, Professor Barré-Sinoussi is a fervent advocate for AIDS patients and AIDS prevention. She is passionate in her belief that solidarity is not simply desirable, but critical in the global efforts to combat HIV and AIDS. La professeure Barré-Sinoussi a souvent visité le Québec pour participer à des événements organisés par des membres d'organismes dont le centre Lucida McGill. Elle a alors inspiré de jeunes membres des collectivités scientifiques de McGill et de Québec qui aujourd'hui, eux aussi, s'investissent dans les travaux de recherche en vue de combattre le VIH et le SIDA. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Professor Françoise Barré-Sinoussi that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to invite Dr. Françoise Barré-Sinoussi to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Barré-Sinoussi.
Bonjour. Mesdames, Messieurs, Monsieur le Chancelier, Mesdames, Messieurs les doyens, c'est un plaisir et un immense honneur pour moi de recevoir ce titre, cette distinction de l'Université de McGill. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure and a real honor to be here and to receive this honorary degree. I must say that I feel quite close from McGill. I think I started to be in contact with McGill in the 80s. In the 1989, it was organized here in Montreal, the International Conference on AIDS, and certainly when I met Mark Weinberg, but maybe a story that not a lot of people know about. You know that Dr. Weinberg has been one of the first to discover an antiretroviral drug. He didn't know about it, but at the same time, Armand Frappier, a member of the Pasteur Institute network, asked me at Pasteur Institute to confirm the data of Dr. Weinberg concerning the antiretroviral activity of a drug known today under the name of 3TC or lamivudine. That was our first relationship with Dr. Weinberg, and since that time, as I said, I feel really close from Canada, really close from McGill, and it's a real honor and pleasure to be here. I can see many faces that I know in the room. I feel like home. Thank you again so much for this honorary degree. It's a real pleasure and honor, as I said. Thank you.
You know, I think many of you are aware, at least some people on the platform, that I have been passionate concerning the advancement of health research, teaching, and healthcare delivery now over 40 years. And so when I might say, as my grandchildren would say, I get goosebumps when I stand in the shadow of our most recent honorary doctor. She has transformed the lives, transformed the lives of millions of people, and she honors us by allowing us to honor her. Thank you so much. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, Monsieur Anthony Massé, pour commencer la procédure formelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the faculties of dentistry and medicine to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most, but not all cases, tapping and capping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage. All self-identifying Aboriginal students are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation in the community and at all other future McGill events that they attend. You may see some in the crowd today. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those receiving a diploma. The feather denotes respect for the person and is meant to mark an amazing or a special event. The Confederacy belt signifies the land on which we are, and the turtle is meant to be inclusive of all nations. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Associate Dean Dr. Robert Primavesi to present the graduates. Professor Shari Baum, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to all graduate students. Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, and Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of Dentistry, and Dr. Eidelman, Dean of Medicine, will distribute diplomas to all of the other students from their respective faculties. Class of 2013, congratulations, felicitations.
For the Faculty of Dentistry and Health Sciences, for the degree of Master of Science, Violet D'Souza, Doctor of Philosophy, Mohammed Noor Abdallah, Master of Science. Nabila Abdulatif Ben Saad, Master of Science. Yelena Jokic, Master of Science. Mohammed Ahmad Javaid, Master of Science. Vanita Krishnan, Master of Science. Waleed Zaid, Master of Science. For the degree of Doctor of Dental Medicine, Iman Ahmed Mousin, Doctor of Dental Medicine. Firas El Halabi. Azaz Awan. Gabriella Bazdikian, Dr. James McCutcheon Medal. Anthony Aloysius Braganza. Amberine Chinara, Distinction, McGill Alumni Society Prize. Olivia Anya Kukier. Chantal Alex Cherednikov. Bisco Dental Products Canada Incorporated Award, Canadian Dental Association Student Leadership Award, Dr. J.K. Carver Award, Dean's Honors List. Marina Judel D'Souza. Carly J. Duell. Dr. Soo Kim Lan Prize in Dentistry, Dr. W.G. Lay Prize, Dean's Honor List. Brittany Diane Flood, Distinction, Dr. Marvin and Mandy Werbit Award in Dentistry. Noelle Laundrie Hansen. Robert J. Karanofsky. Hannah Usha Katerina Kashyap, Distinction, Prix d'Excellence Jean-Robert Vincent. Susanna Kia. Emma Page Kozak. Nathan Light. Laura Mancini, Dr. A.L. Walsh Prize, Dr. A.W. Thornton Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Masa Marabzadeh. Puya Mezba Ardakani. Lynn-Marie Nantes. Sarah Piercy. Christine Elizabeth Ritlop. Diala Diala Sabanek. Chad Thomas Matson Sampson. Distinction, Dr. A. Gerald Racy Prize. Omar Rahim Shamji, Distinction, Sunstar Gum Award in Dentistry. Jason Tan. Brian Tu. Mashi Turkoman Zehi. Haitham Ahmed Wabi. Jonathan Andrew Werbitz. Rami Yassin, distinction. Ala Haider Zaini. Mingting Zhang, Dr. Paul A. Marchand and Maureen McNeil Marchand Prize. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Julie Andrews. Amanpreet Badwar. Beata Cartagena Bach. Louis-Philippe Bernier. Mia Jacqueline Biondi. Hui Chen. Pui Chi Flora Chick. Angela Anki Choi. Solomon Martin Cornejo Perales. Yasmin D'Souza. Mishkin Derakshan. Estefania Echeverry Castano. Tuodros Iguale. Gino Ferraro. Vincenzo Forgetta. Konstantinos Kouvatsos. Eugenie Goupil. Julie Hank. Colin Sean Hocko. Christina Andrea Holmes. Erica Hooker. Iulia Iatan. Inbal Itzak. Nafisa M. Jadauji. Mohammed Djali Irad. Kate Jessian. Christopher Kent. Armin Kachadurian. Catherine Ann Lichten. Daphne Oi Ling. Zhao Yang Liu. Meenakshi Malhotra. Laura Isabel McCall. Hutan Moshiri. Anna Morskaya. Jessica Nadigel. Sarush Nobari. Jason Jonathan Norty. Cornelia Pajaski. Nadine Provençal. Vasant Ramamurti. Benjamin Rich. Anna Maria Rodriguez. Kareem Hamdi Shalabi. Philip Stefanovich.
And Johnny and Johnny?
Geeta Talker. Hui Shi To. Stella Le Min Tran. James Mangit Chui. McAllister Fontumbo Usongo. Charles Vadney. Christopher James Von Ruritz. Gordon A. McLaughlin Prize, Governor General's Gold Medal. Joshua Forstenbosch. Richard Burns Wargachuk. Hani Wassef. Rena Zellman. Hannah Nefez Zook. Alice Ann Swirling. For the degree of Master of Science, Sasan Almut. James William M. Alexander. Abdulaziz Mohammed Almawi. Amal Abdullah Alodanini. Lori Kim Archambault. Aisha Ahmed Beg. Benyujin Balachandran. Sarah Liliana Bastos. Hamid Bekarat. Amar Bindi. Constantina Boikos. Constantina Boikos. Alex Morgan Dudley. Matt. Vanessa Bouchard. Amel Bouzid. Alice Samali Buwembo. Mark Jonas James Dubaras. Saye Davoudi. Andrew John Dawson. Lynn Dufresne. Cinziana Dumitra. Amanda Dias. Ois Jafar Elian. Carol Ann Federico. Ariane Docht Fotros. Okay, for Doctor of Philosophy, Atiya Goreshi Langrudi. Go ahead. Okay. We're going to go back. For Master of Science, Marilyn Grandmaison. Priscille Grenier-Vallée. Aaron James Hackett. Jung Un Han. For Doctor of Philosophy, Kazra Hassani. For Master of Science, Julia Margaret Higgins. Rebecca Dean Howell. Shelley Jung. Faria Kabir. Angeliki Pauline Carellis. Alexander David Roy Kelly. Vafa Kesser. Halim Kairala. Go Woon Kim. Antonia Cobert. Stanley Kwan. Jeremy Alexander Lebrecht. Marie-Jasmine Lalonde-Parsi. Michelle Marie Lane. Fu Hua Lawrence Lee. Chao Li. Yishwing Lu. Iris Lui. Yijian Ma. Jillian Elizabeth McLean. For Doctor of Philosophy, Edna Patricia Mata Camacho.
Is that? Is Mishewish.
For Master of Science, Michael Joseph Mishewish. Luisa Ilaria Molino. Sharday Annette Morgan. Flaviana Kamal Muawad. Mario Alejandro Mujica Mota. Manjari Murti. Stephen Christopher Nagy. Pamela Ellison Ng. Mallory Elizabeth Owen. Catherine Sophia Pachkowski. Myrna Panich. Shamira Pira. Yiding Q. Deborah Rabinovich. Lara Reichman. Axel Eluid Renteria Flores. Nazila Rezalat Pana. Jared Patrick Rowley. Danella Roshani. Chi Yon Seo. For Doctor of Philosophy, Mohammed Syed Satter. For Master of Science, Marion Magdi Shafik. Roslyn Sham. Jingwang Song. Daniela Stenga. Tomas Grigoris Tomko. Hanier A.P. Tusi. Sarah Judith Jean Tuiz. Luan Tran. Gina Trin. Peter Gilbert Francis Watson. Christine Laura Watt. Selena Wu.
So it's Xu Fei.
Xu Fei. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Christine Elizabeth Arnold. Maxim Bastarash.
It's Benoit Benoit.
Okay. Brittany Lauren Benoit. Gabrielle Michel Bouchard. Victoria Emily Barrett Budd. Kat Butler, F. Mora Allen Prize. Marina Churchikova. Darren Christopher Collis. Veronique Daniel. Rebecca Ruth DeBrin. Gabriel Catalin Domikos. Chloe Yolande Ustache. Annie-Claude Marie-Christine Forget. Cyril Gabreau. Anastasia Haripal. Susanna K. Jacobson. Emily Elizabeth Jibb. Safika Kara. Lee Kwiong Lu. Joyce Negabir. Mark Homan Noble. Emily Chang Orlov. Allison Ann Parker. Anna Louise Pevriel. Lisa Marie Pichovich. Louise Roy. Elizabeth Ann Sevigny. Lindsay Martin. Michael Stakura. Hillary Ann Swanson. Molly Wan Vatt. Nicoletta Vlachandreas. For the degree of Master of Science Applied Occupational Therapy, Jareen Nirogini Anton Jerry Raj. Audrey Berobe. Emily Kate Bishop. Pascal Boutin. Alexandria Carlucci. Audrey Laurence Quendening. Gabrielle Devilliers. Julia Delage. Erin Ashley Douglas. Karen Falcicchio. Isabelle Gerbeau. Marie Grundling. Leah Heather Gutkin. Alicia Maria Hall. Maria Simone Harewood. Ashley Hemmings. Shabina Nazneen Iqbal. Shannon Kelly. Julia Lafreniere. David Lamb. Lorraine Lau. Anne Laverdière. Stephanie Lavigueur. Sonia Labelle. Marie-Christine Lemoine. Ellen Lee. Taylor Harrison Messenger. Daniel Nguyen. Hamaxi Hema Patel. Reshma Kumari Patel. Eric Perry. James William Peterson. Annie Thuy Trang Pham. Celia Micheline Porto. Sharmila Rajasingham. Michelle Marie Ratkovich. Pamela Scher, Canadian Associate of Occupational Therapists Award. Sarah Radha Shahani, Helen M. Galt Award. Amanda Lee St. Jean. Ivan Chesnovsky. Andrea Michelle Turin. Catherine Renée Toussignan. Virginie Toussignan. Astrid Eugenia Velasquez Sanchez. Valerie Marie Waters. Say Y Gina Wong. Sheng Swan Shao. For the degree of Master of Science Applied Physical Therapy, Sarah Abbasbe. Noor Boutros. Jean-Christophe Campbell. Maria Casola. Monica Chan. Josiane Charbonneau. Arzu Chowdhury. Jeanette Ho Kao Chu. Jenna Elena Constestabile. Okay. Rachel Cotin. Canadian Physiotherapy Association Award. Suma Rani Das. Liana Teresa DeCubelis.
Paolo De Luca. Melissa Maria De Michelle. Pamela D'Annunzio. Valerie Gendron, Carol Rutenberg Silver Memorial Award. Tanya Lucia Iannucci. Niluni Aranda Karunaratne. Victoria Huden Navinskas, Sandra Perlman Memorial Prize. Fiona N. Lim Ah Ken. Benjamin Liu. Sina Maftoon. Svetlana Marianer. Linda T. Hoi Thuy Nho. Pei Ying Louise Nhu. Latin Oliver Neon Saba. Mary Catherine Nortia. Amy Fan. Maria Matab Purasadi. Pascal Rodrigue. Kristen Elizabeth Taylor. Chi Lan Tran. Xavier Tremblay. Janik Vicky Veilleuse. Stephanie Vocati. Matthew Ari Wiener. Tina Zegaib. Zhou Yu Zheng. Riyad Zugari. For the Graduate Diploma in Clinical Research, Rami Ali. Sajeda Borhan. Jale Hassan Liu. Melissa Stutz. For the Graduate Diploma in Nursing, Elise Desroches. Nadia André Doiron. Guillaume Etier. Maggie Gwinnan. Emily Saint Pierre. Colleen Tower. For the Graduate Certificate in Assessing Driving Capabilities, Carly Desjoie. Marc Lapointe. Christian Tivierge. For the degree of Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery, Maria Abukalil. Daniel Asher Aburbi. Kenny Chia Alan. Iman Ait Mohammed. Good. Alex Aziz Al-Khoury. David Al-Kulumbre. Stephanie Alloway, Dean's Honors List. Samir Apte, Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize, Laura Jasmine Arul, Archana Asundi, Mona Bronfman Second Prize in Psychiatry, Arif Ali Awan. Pooja Isola. Vanessa Bacall. Catherine Bélanger. Tanya Banji. Kritika Avinash Bende. Daniel Brian Bloom. Alexander D. Stewart Prize, Dean's Honor List. Kenneth William Bona. Alexandre Boutet. Lieutenant Governor of Quebec Award, Dean's Honor List. Paul Brisebois. Joël Brisson. Marie-Elizabeth Buitendick. Geneviève Cadieux. Maud Campagna Vaillancourt. H.S. Burkett Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology. Carolina Capelli, Dean's Honor List. Gabriel Cartman. Daniel Castano. Michelle Chamoun. Jessica Shabbat. Yuxi Shen. YQ Larry Chung. George Christodoulou. Good, how are you? Razak George Kusa. Dimitrios Koutsinos. Charles Scriver Prize in Genetics. Natalie Lisa Daniliuk. Nyla Dabash. Julie Desailliers. Catherine Desay, Dean's Honor List. Bao An Do. Laura Marie Drudy. Alexandra Dubay. Lisa Dabrowski. Isabel Dupuy, Dean's Honor List. Laura Kathleen Eastie. Christian El Haddad, Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology. Carolyn Elbaz. Lynn Elzear. Katia Faustini, Dean's Honor List. Adina Esther Feinberg. Gabrielle Christine Frere. Yaning Gao. Simon-Philippe Garceau. Howard Gerson. Gassia Alice Gavashian. Tanya Giannone, Dean's Honor List. Tamara Glavinovich. Cedric Godbout-Simard, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin David Ofer Goldstein. Natalia Gorelick. David Bradley Gruber. Daniela Guindy. Joshua Ryan Gerber, Dean's Honor List. Laura Ann Louise Habib. Deborah Karen Helpern. Jordan Alexander Hooser. Daniel Richard Horsbull. Sophia Husseini. Brian Newton Memorial Award, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Highlands. Badr Ibrahim. Marina Ibrahim. Darud Pasca Iyengar. Mariana Jakubovic. Eric Yeager. Sohail Jamshidi. Cameron Coffey. Jonathan Konevsky. McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Okay. Mirihan Karunanaya Yek. Yake. Is that right? Close? Pretty close. Marissa Keenan. Patrick Kingsley. Joshua Klein. Jan Cornelis Kroot. Andrew Robert Kuzek. Evelyn Kyle. Jean-Philippe Lacroix, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Alexandra Ladowski. Kristen Maria Lambrinakos Raymond. John H. Anschuler Prize in Family Medicine. Alexandrine Larouche. Olivier Lavigueur. Samantha Marie Lavitt. Alexander Lewandi. Dr. Ellen Spanier Prize in Professionalism in Medicine. Fu Lin Lillian Lee. Ariel Michael Fage Lefkowitz. Liu Liu. Yogita Mallon. Maria Morano. Christina Inez Morata. Alexandra Miles Marquez. J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine. Evan Marto. Bogdan Alexandru Matash. Catherine Matt. Colum James McCarthy. Ioana Joanna Madrea. Danny Miro. Simeon Mitchell. Jennifer Mara Moskovich. Dima Mukabir. Stephanie Audrey Murad. Julien Adolissard. Justine Meredith Nagurney. Tin Jan Tina Nyan. Stefan Nicolau. Holmes Gold Medal, Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery, Dean's Honor List. Stefan Ong Tony. Ruben Lewis Ostrovsky. Marie-Pierre Ouellette, Lieutenant Governor of Quebec Award, Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology, Dean's Honor List. Philippe Ouellette. Philip Patchy. E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine. Jessica Diane Pearsall. Pavel Perchenko. Alyssa Power. Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery, Dean's Honor List, Wood Gold Medal. Catherine Giselle Pratt. Caitlin Bridget Prendergast. Karine Provost, Dean's Honor List. Alexandre Pucha. Chan Yi Kwan. Rohan Rakeja. Amit Rout. David Salvatore Vicella. Eileen Catherine Roman. Ira Roshan Afshar. Evan Roeder. Samantha Sachs. Philip Abraham Saleh. Claire Heist Sando. Kiara Ciroli Palumbo. McGill Alumni Society Prize, Mona Bronfen Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry, Dean's Honor List. Avi Saskin. Elma Saraganian. Rachel Spivak. Sonali Srivastaja. Etienne Saint-Louis. Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence. Sophie Stock Martineau. Mathura Tevaraja. Peter Benjamin Thornhill. Natalie Trang. Kevin Anse. Lydia Vizina. Gabrielle Voisard. Phil Vortumis. Ronald Douglas Neymark Award. Georgia Vriniotis. Ning Nan Wong. Zachary Aaron Weinstein. Benjamin Peter Watley, also receiving Master of Science. Justin White. Patrick Williams, Charles Scriver Prize in Genetics. Caitlin Elizabeth Wolfe. Brendan Owen Wood. Charles Xiaobo Yan. Ivan Yao. Alice Xiao Yu. Pierre Philip Zaharia. Andrew Mina Zakari. Nadil Zayadin. Eric Weixi Zhang. Hillel Yehuda Zucker. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Micheline Achia. Maria Cristina Mariano Adelin. Tina Constantina Athanasoulias. Distinction. Angela Barrett, Dean's Honor List. Emily Beerworth. Marie-Claude Bégin. Gabrielle Bigras. Alexa Bisayan, Dean's Honor List. Marie-José Boisvert. Joanie Bounader. Leanne Bragg. Melissa Barreton. Sarah Isabel Castaneda. Catherine Seary. Olivier Chabot, Distinction. Catherine Ching, Distinction. Rebecca Chow. Michelle Patricia Conlin. Pearson Education and Canada Book Prize, Dean's Honor List. Laura Craigie, Distinction. Lillian Coelho Zepeda. Leanne Julie Dosti. Mireille Ellis. Erica Fontaine. Marie Fortin. Lanny Rose Estrada Gerlin. Tahira Gahia. Svetlana Gerber, Distinction. Naomi Singh Gansum. Cassandra Gail Elizabeth Hall, Distinction. Gail Jean-Louis. Elizabeth Little. Bo- Dwight Mansbridge. Hugo Marchand. Patrizia Marconi, distinction. Jeannie Blossom McLean. Amado Abogado Nort. Pascal Chia Kia Ong, distinction. Francesca Petit, distinction. Candace Christine Rossi. Guillaume Roussin. Harry Sopir So. Serena Tannehill. Veronique Tardif. Danielle Tétrault. Derwin Vincent. Catherine Michelle Wilson. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science in Major Occupational Therapy, Jamie Abbott-Ball. Melissa August, distinction. Laura Bélanger-Duplain. Marie-Hélène Bossisio. Miriam Boudreau. Lorinda Caparuccio. Pamela Corsi. Jefferson Dule. Amanda Fiorello, Dean's Honor List. Isabel Krapkowitz Kochulik. Evans Just. Florence Lapierre Amel. Brian Wakesy Lee. Nina Lee. Hui Shan Lin. Maryse Longtain. Tanya Marciano, Dean's Honor List. Emily McDuff. Haley McKitterick. Sabrina Wanoon. Distinction. Kelly Race. Catherine Samuel, distinction. Stephanie Sandekian. Lauren Silver. Al- Elise Scaff. Laurence Turigny Distinction. Jennifer Lynn Vissers, Dean's Honor List. Kelly LaCroix White. Zhao Ting Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Medicine and Major Physical Therapy, Ahmed Abu Sark. Stephanie Antoniadis. Samantha Archambault. Catherine Beliveau. Ryan Kaplan. Juliana Castano Castellanos. Valerie Chagnon. Jennifer Chung Lim. Robin Olivier Collard. Simon Dali Vedove. Roma Desai. Rachel Ann Desjardins. Stephanie Desjardins. Eric R. Alemo. Nikita Gandhi. Genevieve Grenier. Virginie Hébert Distinction. Luke Samuel Hong. Catherine Joyal. Jennifer Khalil. Guillaume Laforêt. Miriam Laleg Distinction. Emily Latino, Dean's Honor List. Melanie Lebert. Megan André Lepitre, Distinction. Stephanie Leung Lung Nguyen. Jia Yi Liu, Distinction. Jeremy Liu Chen Kiao, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Max. Talina McKell, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Camille Ménard-Pétrin. Julie Mercier. Leticia Mangeau. Mathilde Montambeau. Philippe Morancy. Christina Mosconas. Maria Antoinette Nagil. Elise Orichevsky Turcott. William Rinkenbach, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Michelle Rousseau. Nadim Taha Saidi, Distinction. Michael Lugar Suedan. Stephen Yu Hui Tam. Minji Yang, Distinction. Roger Yang. Irem Jade Yu. Randy Zhang, Dean's Honor List.
I want to first thank Dr. Primabasi for reading out the names. It's no easy task. I now ask Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of Medicine, to read the oath for all medical practitioners. Dr. Eidelman.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'd ask the graduates to please rise. Veuillez vous bien lever, vous lever. I'm going to read this, and you'll repeat after me. You can repeat it in English or French. I'm going to do both. Please repeat after me. I vow before all assembled que je m'acquitterai de mon devoir en me laissant guider par les principes de ce serment que je prête librement et publiquement. That I will diligently minister as much as in me lies to the comfort and restoration of the sick entrusted to my care. À ne rien révéler sans motif grave de ce que j'aurais pu voir et entendre. Dans le cadre de l'exercice de mes fonctions et qui conviendrait de tenir secret. That I will perform always with care and in the highest tradition of the ethical codes of my profession. And that as long as I may serve, I will ever seek to promote excellence in every act that I perform. You may be seated.
Thank you, Dean Eidelman. I now invite Ms. Rachel Cotton to say a few words on behalf of all graduating students as this year's valedictorian, Ms. Cotton.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Principal, members of the Platform Party, fellow graduates and guests, it is an honor for me to be speaking in front of you today on behalf of all graduating students. We are grateful for all faculty members and administrators' dedication and their desire to help us become better human beings and, of course, the best health professionals. While this day is one of celebration, it is also a day that recognizes sacrifices, loss of sleep, and enormous pressure that we have experienced during those last few years. Probably many, if not a majority of the graduates here today, knew from a young age that they were destined for a career in the health world. My path was very different. I was completing graduate studies in music and starting a career as a pianist. However, some physical problems linked to that career led me to an interest in the human body, how it works, and how we can rehabilitate it. So I was coming out of a completely different world, the world of performing arts, without knowing exactly what to expect in this new environment. But in fact, performing at the piano and performing as a physiotherapist are similar in many ways. I was so pleased to discover a tremendous feeling of satisfaction that we experience as health professionals when we make a difference in the well-being of our patients and clients. A warm and sincere thanks from them is priceless. They represent our applause, and I rediscover it every day with great delight. It is a huge privilege as dentists, nurses, occupational therapists, physical therapists, physicians, and speech therapists to be able to improve the health and quality of life of individuals in our society. Être un diplômé en sciences de la santé signifie aussi avoir à faire face à de nombreux défis. Ceux d'entre nous qui ont choisi la pratique clinique auront à composer, entre autres, avec le vieillissement de la population et tous les finissants, qu'ils soient cliniciens ou chercheurs, devront remplir leurs obligations malgré des ressources limitées engendrées par un contexte économique difficile. En contrepartie, je crois qu'il est important de se rappeler que notre profession nous rapportera beaucoup au niveau humain. I would like to stress something I believe is very important. Every graduate here may be a proud member of their new profession, but each one of us can only contribute to a certain extent to an individual's health. Let's always keep in mind we need to collaborate with other professions and benefit from their complementary expertise in order to give the best care possible. The best maestro in the world is not enough to create beautiful music. You need capable musicians and great teamwork to produce what we would call a masterpiece or to provide high-quality care. You also need, as with a musician, to listen attentively to pick up subtle cues that will allow you to tune into the needs of the patients and clients and thus make them full-fledged actors in their treatment plan. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care." Let's treat every single patient as well as we would like to be treated ourselves. This will not only give us better results, but our patients' and clients' gratitude will anchor us throughout our careers. And I really hope this exciting new career is going to be fulfilling for all of us. Mes plus sincères félicitations à tous les diplômés de 2013. My warmest congratulations to all graduates of 2013.
Mlle Cotton, c'était vraiment formidable. What a great, great valedictorian address. Now, would the graduating class please stand? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now, as you know, a month from now, Professor Heather Monroe Bloom will be stepping down as Principal and Vice Chancellor after leading this great university for 10.5 years. As someone who has worked with her since her arrival at McGill to assume this position, and especially in the last 4 years as Chancellor, I can personally attest to the extraordinary contribution she has made to this great institution. A job always demanding and difficult, she has performed with intelligence, grace, fortitude, and enormous success. Please rise and join me in extending to Professor Monroe Bloom our most sincere thanks. Please remain standing as I ask the audience to listen to the Secretary General deliver the benediction. The Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Strobel.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth, for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you very much, Secretary General. Now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem. Professor Purdy.